And we've reached Till Fryer, CEO of Combase USA. It's a company based in Las Vegas. Till spent his entire career at Combase, which was founded by his father, Thomas Fryer, in 1994. Began there in 2006 as a product manager, the parent companies in Germany, before moving to the US to help run operations here. Till has been instrumental in identifying cannabis, the potentially lucrative new market for this, a well-established POS system called Corona. Let's find out why he's moving into the cannabis space and what it took to bring this offering to market. Till, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave. So our cannabis introduction was quite interesting. As you mentioned, we have been a established point of sale solution provider for quite some time now. And we had a reseller in Washington State who was very involved in the cannabis space early on. And as soon as the state legalized, he kind of was confronted with a lot of the challenges cannabis business had, right? And sure. Had with those new cannabis solutions. And he decided to bring our solution into the cannabis space. We took a close look at that. Helped out identifying problems and shortcomings and overcome those and deliver overall a decent solution for the cannabis space. And now we want to build on that and bring the solution more into the space and make it more, make it better for the space.
So is that a typical process for Combase? Are you constantly looking for new industries, new opportunities, or is this sort of something that came across and you changed the normal game plan and said, wait a second, something new's happened?
So generally speaking, yes, we are always looking for new industries. However, we try to look at industries that already kind of fit our product, where it doesn't take that much to adapt our product and change our product for a new industry. Cannabis was a surprisingly good fit for this. So we were pretty much 95% there and had to overcome another for like 5% of like industry right. needs.
So what was that? What makes a POS system cannabis ready? What is that 5-10%?
Yeah,
like what's unique as opposed to a retailer, like any retailer selling a product?
Correct. Yeah. So the biggest part is probably compliance, right? So you're confronted with a lot more like compliance related issues, right? General retail, you find it very rarely that you need to restrict sales, right? As far as like volume goes or report specific batch numbers, like in the cannabis industry, lot numbers, right? To have this detailed reporting that you have to provide to the state, which is very unusual. In any other retail business, you don't really find that to that extent.
I get it. You don't have to say, this is the lot of toothpaste I sold and send it off. Yeah. Oh my God, this much Crest. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
The big challenge with that is also the different states, right? Like to just be familiarize yourself with all the different rules and requirements in each jurisdictional.
Right. And it's interesting, just a comment, not a question, that to you, cannabis isn't all that different from any retailer. And you put the number, I know it's a fake number of 5 or 10% of difference, because cannabis seems to think of itself as so incredibly different. And from what I'm hearing, it's different, but it wasn't bewilderingly so. Or am I putting words in your mouth?
It is very different, but there's also a lot of things they have in common with general retail. And I think from our perspective, it's very unique because we see our general retail customers and also cannabis customers. And there are things that the cannabis market does very differently compared to general retail. But both industries can really learn from each other. There are things that cannabis needs to learn from traditional retail. And there's also things that cannabis does differently, does much better than general retail. When it comes to technology and integrations, I think cannabis is really leading the game as far as like general retail goes.
Oh, really?
So there's areas where cannabis does very, very well, right? Engaging with the customer, digital menus, all these types of things, you don't find in general retail. They don't really care about technology as much.
And maybe that's a result of being a new industry. I don't know, like not set in their ways, so they're open to it. Would it be unfair for me to ask you, what does cannabis need to learn from general retail?
Yes.
What do they do badly?
No, I think
not badly. That's a strong word, but you know what I mean.
What general retail does very well is analyzing what products sell and which products don't sell, right? And how you can combine these and how to run effective promotions. Right now, I see in the cannabis space, it's pretty much the Wild West, right? Like everybody tries to just sell however much they can, and they have a lot of promotions going on. But they don't necessarily analyze which products really sold well and what do your customers really like. I think there's a lot of room for improvement, and there could be a lot more analysis as far as like data goes.
Like big, or not big data might be the wrong word, but analyzing the data either industry-wide or within your own operation is, and that's what your product does or helps with.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. That's what we do for regular retailers. And I think cannabis dismisses some of these features and values that we provide right now, or tools that we provide as like, oh, this is just for general retail, right? It's not really relevant for us,
right?
Because we're cannabis. But I think they're mistaken in some areas, because it could be very useful.
Now, POS is a bit of a ubiquitous term. It means a lot. And there's a bewildering number of POS systems, both regular retail and even in cannabis. Give us a bit of an overview then of what Corona does.
So Corona is, first of all, a point of sale solution, right? Helping, checking out customers, keeping track of sales. But it's also an inventory management solution and comes with some advanced AI tools to figure out like what should your reorder levels be at, for example, and which products you selling at too low of a margin versus which ones do you sell at too high of a margin. So it can actually help you identify potential lost profit,
sure.
Right? On products.
Lost profit and lost sales, so, I guess, the flip side.
So we'll even tell you like this product you have good revenue on, but not as good of a profit. So you can increase the price on this item, right? Another item you might want to drop out of your assortment entirely because mm-hmm. It's not selling,
right? Sitting on this shelf. I'm talking to Till Fryer, CEO of Combase USA, which is a POS system that's in many industries, but has just recently launched in the cannabis space. What would put you on the spot? Like I said before, there are any number of POS systems, regular POS systems, and there's any number of POS systems that were designed for cannabis. What's Corona's competitive advantage, do you feel, in the cannabis space specifically?
Correct. So, and the cannabis industry as an industry as a whole is still relatively young. And so are the most of these solutions that are introduced to that market or designed for that market. I think that's our biggest edge we have at the moment, that we are a well-established solution who is established in retail, but can handle volume, right? So a lot of these like initial bugs, issues, downtime that you see with not a lot of these younger solutions, you won't find with us. Right now, we are most attractive to higher volume customers because they need the reliability and the speed that we can deliver. And other than that, as I mentioned before, right, we come with like tools and reports that we have been building for the past like 10, 15 years where a new cannabis solution, they just don't have a lot of these features yet.
Right. And I assume if they need something, it would be a lot. You have more resources at your disposal to innovate.
Correct.
Are there things in your product that aren't there yet that are coming? Or is that too top secret? You can't tell me. Are there holes in your product sort of, or is it, no, you feel like it's a really
I wouldn't say holes.
Well-rounded.
But, but there's definitely things where we can do better for the cannabis market. Same for our markets as well, right? So we're always sure. Looking for how can we improve our product? How can we make our product a better experience? And in the end, our goal is really to make our customers successful with the help of our solution, right? In the end, nobody really enjoys using a point of sale solution and say like, hey, this is like fun, right? Point of sale solution is a tool to make your business more successful. And that's what it is. And that's what we're trying to do. And
so you mentioned your solution may be more suitable to what you called higher volume customers. Could you expand on that? Who's your actual target market? Who's your ideal customer? What does higher volume means? I mean, there's higher volumes like Walmart. There's, you know what I mean? There's higher volumes. Or does cannabis never reach the kind of volumes that you see in other retailers that could use your product as well?
Yeah, it actually does. So that's one unique thing about the cannabis space. So a lot of these dispensaries are very, very busy, right? That's not the case for all of them. But you see in this space, like busy retailers in the end, right? What you find a lot of dispensaries, the checkout times are fairly slow. And a lot of dispensaries that are high volume really struggle with speed. They have long lines and leads to a bad customer experience. So if it takes you 30 minutes to go to a dispensary after work, you might not want to do that as often, right?
So to you, volume means the number of transactions and then how long each transaction may or may take.
Correct.
So it's the two sides of the same coin.
That's correct. Yeah.
It's not, you know, self-checkout. I'm guessing. Right. Maybe it will one day. I don't know. That's interesting. So you mentioned integration, which is a big part of the POS industry. Is it a big part of the cannabis POS industry? And if so, how are
especially
you guys dealing
yes.
with that? Oh, okay. Especially, yes. Good question.
Yes.
Yes. Let's mine that. How are you dealing with that?
So, I mean, integrations have always been a big topic for us in any industry, right? I think that's part of what we have learned early on to make our product customizable and flexible and have a lot of API capabilities to really make a lot of integrations happen and possible. In the cannabis space, what's unique here is you find a lot more integrations, right? In one install, right? So typically we have average customer for us has like one or two integrations. Cannabis space, you typically encounter a lot more. It starts with the traceability system, right? But then you want like online menus, online ordering. There's a lot of different integration options in the cannabis space. And people try to leverage as many of them as possible, which is not always easy.
Right. And so I'm hearing it's not so much that there's technical barriers to other retailers. It's just, it seems like cannabis space is more open to this or has adopted some of these new technologies a little faster than other industries. Would that be fair to say?
Yep. I would even say they came up with new technologies, right? That in regular retail aren't really a thing. When you think of like online menus, these types of things, digital signage, menu boards. You find those in some like fast food environments, maybe some retailers, but cannabis really took that to the whole next level.
That's interesting because it just raises the stakes. Business is hard enough, but it seems what I'm hearing from you, which is a somewhat unique insight because you're sort of in the hub of the retail experience, this software. It's not enough just to open a dispensary. Or even a chain of dispensaries, unless you have these operational integrations to make the experience better.
Correct.
It's you know, or even a restaurant. Okay, get a POS system. Okay, you order food. It's from what I'm hearing from you, that's not enough. That's not going to cut it. Or at the very least, it's not very competitive.
That is correct. Yes, I think there's a lot more integration options for any retailer, right? That they could leverage to their advantage.
So give me an overview. This is such an interesting story to me because part of the transition period we're at right now in cannabis is traditional players, traditional skill sets, people who have been marketing and sales experts in other industries, moving into cannabis and bringing a whole skill set that didn't exist maybe in the early days, as you alluded to. It's not an old industry. It's not a particularly well-established industry. So from that perspective, what are your we've got an established system moving into a new industry. What's your sales and marketing plan to try to get this name out there, which is a well-known name, Corona, outside of cannabis, but not so well-known in cannabis?
Correct. So, I mean, sales and marketing has a lot of aspects, right? With online marketing, branding, and so on. But what it really comes down to, what's key for us in the past, is customer feedback. We want to make sure the customer experience is great as far as the product goes, as well as support. And if we end up providing value to customers and making sure they stay happy, solution sales itself. And we have done this in other industries, just thrive on positive feedback. And I think we can become a solution for any dispensary that is stuck or feels like they're held back by their solution to reach the next level.
So I'm hearing, would it be fair to say a little patience, but tenacity is your strategy?
Correct, yes.
Constant improvement, right. Which takes some discipline as well.
Yep. And yeah, we have been around for a long time and we are in no rush. We don't have to report significant growth. We want to grow at a healthy level, and that is healthy for us and for our customers.
Would you be willing to answer the question, what are your sort of overall sales and marketing goals? Like, if I call you in 2 years, I'm going to guess that if you had, we have 3 customers, Dave, you're not particularly happy. But what would be a reasonable sort of, is there a geographic sort of goal and expectation? Is there a numeric? If I could read your mind, what would I see there?
Yeah, so our main goal right now is footprint in the US and then next step, Canada as well, for the indie cannabis space. As I said, like marketing wise, I want to become the solution that that is known for taking a store to the next level, right? If you have a store and say like, hey, I don't know what to do, how to grow more, I know I need to adapt Corona, right? And then work from there to become a solution like the first choice, right? Because knowing that that at some point you will outgrow your existing solution, you need the next level point of sale and inventory management. And that's what we want to become.
I totally get that. I once in a previous life was in the franchise game, and it's amazing how many restaurants, franchise players, they just stick with the first solution they bought, which when they had one location. And
correct. Yeah.
They kind of just go, oh God, this is a pain, but what are you going to do? Change. And I guess at some point you hit that friction point, and that's when they reach out to Combase.
And the cannabis space is very also different in that aspect. Some of these dispensaries, they have already gone through 4 or 5 point of sale solutions, right?
Sure.
And that shows you that there's need in the market.
Because of the rapid growth and rapid change and changing to existing market conditions. Till, I really appreciate this. Thanks for taking the time to chat with you. It's an interesting,
absolutely.
It's an interesting story. I encourage you, if you're in at that friction point or want to find out a little bit more about the next level POS system, go to coronapos.com. That's with a K, K-O-R-O-N-A, POS.com. And then reach out to Till, and I'm sure he'll be more than happy to take you to the next level. It's I really appreciate the time. Thanks. That's an interesting, it's an interesting business story.
Of course. Thank you very much for having me.
And we will be back with more of The Business of Cannabis.